Bear Podcast 448. Just makes you all fuzzy inside.
So was it all lube? What kind of lube?
Okay, are you ready?
But he's got but in the picture that he's got on, it looks like he's got a bear.
I got to see lots of bears playing.
What? You mean you didn't have your podcast equipment with you?
It's actually plants killing zombies. Would it be better to go there and then get sick afterwards? Well,
I don't know. It depends on what you get sick with. Me and James have a lot in common. We're both pasty white. The Matt Bear Prop. Don selling his thong. Having it auctioned off, I think you got $150 just for a thong.
Your question of the week.
The second question of the week.
Oh, really? You want instant gratification in the week?
Yeah, those bears get around. Everybody knows everybody in this world.
Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I am Ray. And happy holidays.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Merry Christmas, Nard.
Merry Christmas, Ray. Okay, so it's the week of December 17th. This is the episode 448. And
you know what that means?
What does that mean?
The new year will be starting off at 450.
That's right. Next year, yeah.
Next year. Mm-hmm. And next time I see you, a whole year will be gone by.
That's right. I'll be out.
What time we do that show?
Yeah. We'll probably tell the audience what's the plan. Okay, but yeah, so this is what's going to happen.
Leonard's going to get naked.
I'm going to get naked. No, this is what's going to happen. We're going to record a few. We're going to pre-record a few shows. Well, one show. Because I'll be out of town. This holiday season, you have to take it easy. And also, we'll do a flashback for you guys, so you guys could watch an old episode, maybe one or two, maybe if we...
Can we put the Buck Ramsey episode back up?
Yeah, we can.
That'd Buck Ramsey good. Episode.
That'd be good. Okay.
Of course, it's all audio.
It's all audio. We'll just put a picture or something.
A Buck Ramsey getting Buck plowed Ramsey. In the ass. You know.
No, we can't do that. No. Anyway, okay. So before we go on, today's the holidays right now. Yeah. So holiday cards. Send out your holiday cards. It'd be nice to get some cards from you guys. So send it to Bear Podcast. P.O. Box 2511, Humble, Texas, 77347. Yes, it would be nice to hear from you guys.
Have we got any yet?
No, not yet. I haven't checked the P.O. Box yet. I haven't checked yet.
Slacker.
We'll find out this week.
The next episode we record, we can have them sitting all around.
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah.
And if you had anything to mail to get out for Christmas, today was the day to do it. The busiest day at the post office today.
Today?
There's the business day because if it ain't out by today, it ain't going to get there by Christmas.
If it's being shipped.
Mailed.
Even mailed?
If it's been mailed by the United States Postal Service, if you ain't get it today, it's unlikely that it will be delivered by Christmas.
Oh, no.
Day's kind of the cutoff date.
Well, it's not like they're going to stop sending. They're going to keep trying.
They'll send it out. But, I mean, if you want it there by Christmas, before Christmas, then
yeah,
you should have done it today.
Oh, well. I still have to mail one more card.
You have a card. Okay. I thought you might be sending another box.
Has she
got the box yet?
Oh, my sister from the Philippines? No, she yet. It should arrive sometime this week.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, this is episode 448, and very soon it will be the end of the world, like a few days from now. By the time this episode comes out, I don't know if we exist. I don't know. Do you think? Well, of course, it's exaggeration. We're going to have a party. I think we're just going to do it this Friday. Don't you have a party this Friday?
Yeah, there's a party this Friday.
Okay. So. Yeah, so I still think we should do it on Thursday, but fine. People are already set up for, the doomsday day. Yeah.
Just because the world ends does not mean work ends. So you still got to go to work. So
yeah, that's right.
Earliest you can do a party is Friday night. So.
Yeah, we should do a countdown, but we can't now because actually the real countdown, we were talking about it, the real countdown should be around noon on Thursday, December 20th, because it's already December 21st on Mayan time, something like that. Correct me if I'm wrong.
The Mayans are on the same time zone we are.
Are they? I thought the other side of the world. Oh, okay.
No, they're in Mexico and South America.
Oh, yeah. Just testing you. Yeah. Anyway, okay. So
somebody did not get the geography class right in Philippines.
I thought it was.
Of course, if you take Filipino geography class, the Earth's flat. The Philippines is the center of all of everything.
I'm kidding. It's the Mayan calendars. I don't know. Have you? I really haven't read up on it. You know, it's just really just a big tablet,
big round tablet.
And they just I just think they just ran out of of rock. They ran out of rock. That's why. Do you think that's why? Anyway, okay. So, how about some weekend updates, Ray? Okay.
Okay. Well, what are you doing?
Okay. Well, yeah, that's right. Right now, it's kind of messy.
He's
right
semi
now,
cleaning house.
We're cleaning the house. We're cleaning the house because we're going to be busy in the next few days when Mike arrives. And we want things to be prepared for next week when we, you know, before we go for our trip to Australia. So I haven't contacted the Harbor City Bears yet. I haven't contacted the Bears there yet still.
You don't want to do that. Holidays, everyone's going to be busy.
Yeah, they're going to be busy. So, yeah, it's going to be summer. Yeah. And I'm looking forward to check out how the water spins around there in the sink. You know, it's the other way around than here, right? You know, because in the other side of the equator. So when you open your faucet and it spins this way in Australia, it spins the other way. So I'm going to see how that works.
Okay, you videotape that for me.
I will videotape it, and we'll see what happens. Okay, so I've been cleaning the house, and actually I've been busy watching Breaking Bad still. So Bill, shout out to Bill.
Yeah.
He said he watches Breaking Bad also, and I'm
watching more Breaking Bad than cleaning.
Oh yeah, I do. No, I do. I clean during early evening, and then I watch it until I fall asleep, or early in the morning, or when I'm in the gym. So it's really awesome. It's my favorite series right now. You know, I can't wait to watch the whole of fifth season. I think they're in the halfway of fifth season right now. So I'm still in the fourth season watching it on Netflix. So,
okay.
Yeah. And then afterwards, what else? Oh, yeah, last weekend, last Saturday, we went to, I went to the Sexy Santa, which we'll talk about later. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sexy Santa. That's Ray's baby. He was busy last weekend. So I went to the Asians and Friends party and did an exchange gift thing, you know, those white elephant gift exchange. And I got a coffee tea mug.
Well, you said so you got a gag.
Yeah, I didn't get a gag. I got a gag gift.
Oh, so you didn't like your gag? Like
not a gag.
And just like No.
I'm not that kinky. Okay. But somebody brought a one of those. It's a game where you slap
it on the ass.
Slap on the ass. Slap on the sides. Slap on the sides, not the ass. Oh. And it's a game of reflexes and timing. It's I don't know. I didn't like it too much. But anyways, it's for kids. What can I say? So Jeff, our friend Jeff there, exchanged it with me because he said he's the one who brought that one, and he just gave me his he wanted to exchange. Okay, let's exchange. So he gave me his mug, his coffee/tea mug thing. It's got a filter in it, so
okay.
pretty good. So thank you, Jeff. And then went to dim sum with the guys last Sunday. That was good. Not much Fear Factor food. I can't believe we didn't finish the noodles. You can never go wrong with noodles. We didn't finish the noodles.
Well, you know, Emmanuel's sitting there. He was like, oh, my God, I can't believe you spent $20 for that. I said, I know, because you only ate $2 worth of food. And he was like, I'm sorry. I just didn't know what kind of food it was, and I didn't want to eat it. I don't like that kind of food. And I'm like, well, I'm not taking you to dim sum anymore. Sit outside the car. So.
Well, he can, but he can just sit and drink tea.
Sit and drink tea. That's about all he did. So.
Okay. You can just say I already ate or something. Yeah, so that's what we did. And then shopped at the Hong Kong market and looking for San Miguel beer. I got San Miguel beer. San Miguel beer is the Philippine beer. It's export quality, so it's not. I think the alcohol is not that high. I think.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's. I got a case, so we'll be able to drink something next week. Okay, Ray. So how about you? What's the next update for you?
Well, I'd like to thank everybody that helped out with the Sexy Santa photo shoot. And there's. If you notice all these lovely pictures rolling through, like Maynard sitting on Sexy Santa's lap.
That's Larry.
Maynard getting spanked by Sexy Santa here. Sexy Santa, Sexy Bear, and Maynard. So.
Not Sexy Chase.
Naughty Elf, Maynard, and Sexy Santa. So, you know.
Naughty.
We had My Wet Dream and Sexy Santa. Let me tell you what. I would have been all up in the middle of that. Wayne was our photographer, so
yeah,
we were taking pictures and everything. We had a good time. We raised over $200 for the Houston Bears charity.
Oh, great. So, that's big. So thank you, Wayne, for helping out, and thank you, everyone. Yeah.
I came up here Sunday afternoon after dim sum, And we raised Maynard's gay card by 50 points because we did what, Maynard?
We put dimmer lights in a chandelier.
So he can dim a chandelier in the dining room to make it more romantic.
We now have
I'm trying to get lights. It done in here, but he won't let me do it. So
No way.
Mike said there better be no track lighting, but we'll see.
We'll see about that. I like track lighting.
Yeah.
So. We'll see what happens. So. Anyway, so what else happened? Yesterday, after dim sum, what did you guys do? Oh, yeah, we were still fixing stuff.
Okay. I came over here and we fixed some stuff. So, did the dimmers, cleaned up some more, got some stuff straightened out. Then I dropped Emmanuel off at the airport so he could catch his ride back to College Station. So,
that's nice.
Then went home and did laundry. That's about the extent of my evening. Caught up on Glee.
The
Christmas Glee episode and Hawaii Five-0.
Are there new characters there right now in Glee?
In Glee, yeah. So most of the old characters were there this week too, for the holiday special.
Is the gay one? What's his name? Chris Colfer. He graduated already.
Yeah, but he's at Miata and going to school at Miata now. He just got accepted in the last episode into the school.
Oh, okay.
So that's pretty good.
So he's still singing then. Okay.
He's still singing. Everybody was still there. So, all right. Of course, now we're done with the shows until about the 16th of January, and then everything picks up. So,
yep.
But, Being Human comes back.
Oh, Being Human. I never got to... I wanted to watch it. I have so many things to watch. But, yeah, Being Human is coming up. Okay.
Yeah, so...
I need to catch up on that.
So we got a lot going on. And there's a bunch of movies coming out this year that we'll probably do a show about movies. The movies coming out in 2013. Yeah. But we're going to wait to see if we survive the apocalypse on Friday first, you know, because they just do all that prep work for nothing.
Yeah.
So...
All right, so let's go on with our topics, Ray.
Okay.
So one here is the, the gun control debate.
Yes. We'd like to give our condolences to all the people in Sandy Hook, Connecticut, the families, the children, everybody that lives in that community for what happened on Friday. It's been very emotional for me watching that on the TV this weekend. I've been lonely. Last night, actually, when the president came on and gave his speech, I was actually bawling by the end of it. It was just the tragedy that somebody would do something like that. But it has spurned a big gun control debate after what happened up there. I mean, then the president said, this is the fourth time I've had to do this, and this needs to stop. We need to change. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with that. A lot of people are doing the pros and the cons. And personally, my feeling is I think people should have the right to bear arms, but I don't think they should be able to walk into academy, buy a gun, and walk out with it. I think there need to be laws. There need to be background checks. They need to be harder to come by. And of course, everybody says, "Well, you know, you can go buy one on the street." Well, that's true too. But at least you know we can't kill kids. It's getting ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the fourth time somebody has went crazy at a school and killed children.
Yeah.
So.
Concealed handguns. This is my opinion. Okay, concealed handguns, fine, I guess. People want that. They want that protection. Yeah. And what else? A rifle, you can do that. Of course, if you're hunting and everything. But assault rifles? Why do you need that at home?
Well, the zombie apocalypse. I mean, you got to prepare for that. But
sure.
But still, I still think there need to be some controls. I'm not exactly sure about how I feel about it because I've always been supporter of the NRA, but I still think that there need to be stricter controls on people getting weapons. Not that it's going to stop that much, but it would keep, I think, some people from getting the stuff that they, you know, make it harder for people to get stuff.
If you're in law enforcement, I mean, of course, you're okay with that. Yeah, you get a license. But, yeah, if you're just a homeowner...
But this was a kid.
But this one's, yeah. Was it the mother? The mother of the assailant, the one who killed the kids... He was the one. She was the one who bought those guns. Or
I don't know. I hadn't followed all that.
You
part
didn't
of
follow
it.
That up. Yeah, it's.
So, I mean, it's the whole thing.
Why does a mom? Well, it turns out it would turn out that why does a mother need assault rifles to keep the son happy?
Well, I don't know about it. I don't know. I can't say that because I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, but, that's what I heard. Okay. Yeah.
But it's the mom. I mean, I haven't seen any of that. I'm sure if that's true, they'd been publicizing the hell out of that in the on the news this morning, but. I still think that it was such a sad time. And I wonder a lot if, because of all the bullshit about the end of the world, I mean, we joke about it, but it's still in the back of a lot of our minds. It's like, is it really going to happen? Well, I mean, Glee had a good thing on it the other night that the two blonde kids got together and they got a Mayan wedding that the coach did and all this stuff. And she was just bullshitting with them because they did all this stuff, gave away all their money and did all this stuff. And then 4 days later, the earth was still, everything was still going. And they're like, we didn't die. Mm-hmm. And she said, oh my God, we got married.
Oh yeah.
In a Mayan wedding and all this stuff. So it was just BS, but still, I mean, everybody's like pushing this whole end of the world thing. And even though it's probably not true because, you know, I'm a religious person. I believe that when God gets ready in the earth, ain't no, it's going to be its time, and ain't nobody going to know ahead of time when it's going to happen. But every 5,000 years at the end of the Mayan calendar, there's always been a big change. So hopefully it will be for the good this time.
I guess it
that
is.
Maybe people will wake up.
It's supposed
up
to be a cycle of something. Yeah.
Hopefully, they keep talking about the dawn of the age of Aquarius and all that bullshit and everything. And I'm just like, you know what? I think everybody's going to keep it on. They're going to be laughing about it. And tragedies are going to strike when tragedies are going to strike. But, you know, I think it's time as America before we wake up and say, look, we can't be dependent on oil anymore. We can't do this. We have to change our whole mindset about how we live, how we think, how we've been brought up, mm-hmm. if we're going to continue. We're destroying the earth. The way the storms, the hurricanes, and everything's changing. I mean, it's Christmas. It's December the 17th, and it's 70-something freaking degrees here in Houston.
I know. It's warm.
So, you know, while everybody else is getting hail and blizzards right now, to the West Coast and East Coast got all kind of storms today. So, I mean, a lot of things have changed. So I just think it's time we wake up and smell the coffee and get with the program. So
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now how we do that, I don't know because I am not that damn smart. If somebody can figure it out, let me know.
Email us.
But I think we should start in Washington with those motherfuckers. But, But anyway, also on a good note, an anonymous group has targeted the Westboro Baptist Church after a Newton Vigil protest threatened members of the Hacked Fist group. Anonymous have targeted the Westboro Baptist Church after the hate-mongering quasi-religious Jews announced plans to protest a Sunday night vigil in remembrance of the Sandy Hook shooting victims, 20 of who were just 6 and 7 years old. On Saturday, a Westboro Baptist Church spokeswoman, Shirley Phelps Roper, tweeted that the group would be protesting the vigil in Newton, Connecticut, to sing praise to God for the glory of his work in executing his judgment. Mm-hmm. Anonymously apparently avowed retaliation as a part of the Westboro in a video posted to Vimeo under the handle KY Anonymous.
I think it's Kentucky.
Kentucky Anonymous.
Yeah.
So I don't know if KY can, it didn't specify. We will not allow you to corrupt the minds of America with your seeds of hatred, says the voiceover in the video. We will not allow you to inspire aggression to the social factions which you deem inferior. We will render you obsolete. We will destroy you. We are coming. So on Sunday, Anonymous posted to the paste bin a list of data that it claimed belonged to the Westboro members. The data included names, street addresses, and phone numbers and emails and addresses, according to CNN, of Westboro members. So you know where they live now. So.
Wow.
And then this week, Sunday, while we were sitting at Dim Sum, Casey pointed out that in a related action, a petition had been posted to the WhiteHouse.org asking President Obama to have Westboro Baptist Church legally recognized as a hate group. Posted Friday, the petition already has more than 46,000 signatures. And I think that was Sunday when we were looking at it.
Actually, when he looked at it first, Casey did, it was about 36,000.
36,000.
And then it became 46,000.
So it's probably more now.
Probably
twice the number needed for it to attract the president's attention. The petition states the actions have been directed to many groups, including homosexuals, military, Jewish people, and even other Christians. They pose a threat to the welfare and treatment of others and will not improve without some form of imposed regulation. So hallelujah, amen, Westboro Baptist Church, bite my ass. So.
Yeah. Well, thanks to Anonymous.
For doing that. Sometimes hackers do a good damn thing, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, hackers do a good
thing.
Well, somehow they do. They try to supposedly bring down the bad guy.
So, you know, and Westboro's been around for years with protesting at gay funerals, service members coming back. Dead service members come back protesting at their funerals with their families sitting there watching, saying the reason the soldiers died was because the America support gays and blah, blah, blah.
It's just horrible.
These people are just horrible. So
The sad thing is
such a small faction. I mean, most of the church is made up of family members.
I think there are only 10 of them right now.
I don't know. It's just very scary how they get away with this stuff. So
okay, the way really to do this is really to ignore them. Ignore them. Do not give them any publicity.
I'll ignore them. I'll be like, oh, was that Roger Phelps I ran over? I did not see him. God blinded me. Uh-huh. So I'm going to not say that. God might blot my eyes as bad as I am. So anyway.
Now on with the gay, the geek, and the bizarre. Okay, so our gay article here is actually Dave sent this, but I read this also a week ago. Okay, it's about it's scientific. Okay, so scientists may have finally unlocked the puzzle of why people are gay.
They found the fabulous gene.
Yeah, the fab gene. So scientists may have finally solved the puzzle of what makes a person gay and how it is passed from parents to their children. A group of scientists suggested Tuesday, which was last week, that homosexuals get the trait from their opposite sex parents. Ah. A lesbian will almost always get the trait from her father, while a gay man will get the trait from his mother.
Ooh.
Ooh. So the hereditary link...
In my case, that would be true.
Really? Oh, yeah, that's right. So you're saying my mom's a lesbian? No, I'm kidding. The hereditary link of homosexuality has long been established. But scientists knew it was not a strictly genetic link because there are many pairs of identical twins who have differing sexualities. Scientists from the National Institute of Mathematical and Biological Synthesis say homosexuality seems to have an epigenetic, not a genetic link. I haven't even explained what epigenetic is. I haven't read that.
It's the fabulous gene.
It's the fabulous gene? Okay.
Some of us got it. Some of us don't.
So long thought to have some sort of hereditary link, a group of scientists suggested Tuesday that homosexuality is linked to epimarks, extra layers of information that control how certain genes are expressed. So these epimarks are usually, but not always, erased between generations. Ooh.
It is a fabulous gene because it marks stuff.
It marks stuff. In homosexuals, these epimarks aren't erased. They're passed from father to daughter or mother to son, explains William Rice, an evolutionary biologist at the University of California, Santa Barbara, and lead author of the study. So Rice and his team created a mathematical model. Oh, you can actually compute it now. Mm-hmm. Ooh, you can tell
if you're
gay. So
did they tell how many people are gay in the United States?
Yeah. So Rice and his team created a mathematical model that explains why homosexuality is passed through epimarks, not genetics. Evolutionarily speaking, if homosexuality was solely a genetic trait, scientists would expect the trait to eventually disappear because homosexuals wouldn't be expected to reproduce.
They used to not be expected to reduce.
Yeah, we can reproduce. But because of these epimarks, they provide an evolutionary advantage for the parents of homosexuals. They protect fathers of homosexuals from underexposure to testosterone and mothers of homosexuals from overexposure to testosterone while they are in gestation. That's by US News. Okay. Yeah,
so that means Adrian's doubly damaged.
Really? Oh, that's right. He'll be gay, you think? No, wait, let me see. Because it's still biological. If you think of it biological, it's got a biological, but it's not, you know, because of two dads. But if he becomes gay, it's because of his mom.
Both sets of parents are gay.
That's right. Do you think both sets of parents are gay?
But there are there are kids born of both same-sex parents that are straight, too. So, poor kids.
Poor kids. Why? Why poor kids?
Because, it's kind of like, what's her name on the Munsters? She was just always an outcast.
Wednesday?
The Munsters.
Oh, sorry. I was like, the Addams Family. I was thinking the Addams Family. No. I'm sorry.
Who? What's her name? The pretty blonde one. I just saw the movie a couple weeks ago over Thanksgiving when they redid the Munsters. Crap, I can't remember. But anyway, she was a pretty normal looking one, and everybody else was monsters. Mm-hmm. And then she was always like upset because she wasn't a monster. So,
oh, okay. Yeah. Anyway, so Ray, here we go. Go for the geek.
Oh Lord, Apple's iOS Maps app is so bad it can kill you. Australian police want. Well, yeah.
This will affect me probably.
That will affect you. So make sure you get Google Maps downloaded before you go. I'm sorry, Apple, but I love you, but y'all fucked up with the whole map thing. Y'all should have just made peace with Google. Apple's iOS Maps application is terrible. We all know it. The service is so bad that CEO Tim Cook issued a public apology shortly after it launched and vowed the company would right the situation as soon as possible. It has only been a few months since Apple launched its Google Maps replacement, and while that's not much time to overhaul such a massive undertaking, the company probably wishes it could have improved the service before Australian authorities issued a public warning saying Apple Maps is so bad it might kill you. Local police have been called to assist distressed motorists who have become stranded within the Murray Sunset National Park after following directions on their Apple iPhone, police in Victoria, Australia said in a public warning issued on Monday. Tests on the mapping system by police confirmed the mapping system lists Mildurna in the middle of the Murray Sunset Park, approximately 70 kilometers away from the actual location of Mildura. The warnings continued. Police are extremely concerned as there is no water supply within the park and temperatures can reach as high as 46 degrees Celsius. This is
Celsius. Okay, Celsius.
So it's pretty hot there, yeah.
Yeah.
Making this a potentially life-threatening issue. Some of the motorists located by police have been stranded for up to 24 hours without food or water and have walked long distances through dangerous terrain to get the phone reception. Apple's Maps has been called on a lot of things, but is seeing the solution is called life-threatening by the police. Force has to be a tough blow for Apple, which regularly uses the phrase "it just works" when describing its products and solutions. Well,
it
doesn't work this time. We all know that. Mm-hmm. Victoria Police note that they had to rescue a total of 6 people over the past 2 months who because lost and stranded while navigating use Apple's Maps application. Mm-hmm. Okay, you want to take the update?
So the update here actually is according to a report from The Guardian, Apple has fixed the issue with its map of Murray Sunset National Park that was causing people to get lost. So they fixed it just specifically for that. I used the iOS maps a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
When it came out, I got there. And then I was trying to look for a Home Depot and it really gave me the wrong directions. Flat out, really.
Yeah. That's why I had you download Google Maps for me the other day.
Yeah. So now I downloaded Google Maps and it works really well. Yeah. And the only reason why they cut ties with Google because their contract is coming up. Their contract is coming up and they just would rather have their own. And they just didn't want to renew. They should have just renewed.
They should have renewed, yeah. They should have made peace. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's the, Why is it important? Because I'll be in Australia next week, and this kind of scares me that if I'm going to use my iPhone to map.
Google Maps.
I'll use Google Maps when I'm there.
Right. Well, you can always ask a kangaroo.
Yes, that's
right. Or a koala bear.
Koala bear.
Or if you're riding along and this big bus flies by you with a shoe on the top of it with stuff flittering out, you know, to just follow them through wherever, you'll be okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Priscilla will get you where you need to go.
Okay, Ray, this is a we're going to go to the bazaar now. This is a warning for you, Ray.
Because what are you saying? I'm out of shape.
Okay, so man dies attempting the Gangnam Style dance. Okay, so Gangnam Style is this year's biggest viral dance sensation.
Can you do it? I don't see you do Gangnam Style. No, I don't see you do the whole thing.
No, I'm not going to do
Come
it.
Come on, Maynard.
I might hurt myself. Maynard. I'm getting old. Okay, so now it's also its most deadly, and not because it drove someone insane from an overexposure. A 46-year-old man attempting the dance, created and popularized by the Korean rapper Psy, at his office party, collapsed with chest, pains and died over the weekend, prompting a warning from a cardiologist.
Okay, so he's at his office party, drinking and eating most likely.
Yeah, and did the Gangnam Style.
Probably had some issues there, and then did the Gangnam Style and got it out the Dedham Style. So, sorry for the guy's family. I mean, it's really a sad, so okay.
Oh, okay, sorry. Condolences to your family. So, yeah. So anyway, so out of shape, guys. If you want to have fun at holiday parties by imitating Psy, stay away from his cardiac intensive dance moves and stick to the easy stuff. Like,
that's right.
Like Macarena or something.
Yeah.
Or not breakdance. That's too hard.
The robot.
Yeah, I like that.
Something low impact.
Low impact. Is
like,
that really?
See, exercise kills you. Just like I told my doctor. My back wouldn't bother me until I started doing yoga, and then it got hurt, and I had to go to the doctor, and I said, it's all your damn fault. And he said, well, it didn't hurt your back. I said, no, you tell me to exercise, and that's what I did. Now we got hurt back, so.
Yeah. Well, it's nothing. Well, you went straight to yoga. Don't you want to walk a mile or two or something?
What?
You should be, yeah. Don't you want to try walking at least? Or
I walk.
You walk? You walk from the office to the car?
Car. From the car to the house, and from the house back to the car, from the car to the restaurant. I try not to get to the drive-thrus. I actually try to walk into the restaurant.
So oh, you do, see? That's right. Do not do drive-thrus. You walk into the restaurant. At least you burn some calories that way. So that's how you justify eating fast food.
Yes.
You walk inside. You don't do drive-thru.
Yeah.
Perfect. Nice. Good idea. All right. So.
And I don't eat stuff like chicken nuggets anymore. Actually, today I did go to Panda Bear.
Oh, Panda Bear?
Or not Panda Bear. Panda Express.
Panda Express.
Okay. And had lunch, so because I had to have me some orange chicken. You know what I'm saying? Some orange chicken.
Orange chicken. Orange.
So.
Anyway, okay, so so that's our Gay, the Geek, and the Bizarre. Hope you guys enjoyed that one. Okay, so next would be our audience comments and shoutouts. First from Mass Traveler on YouTube. Actually, he says, it's episode 447. He enjoyed the show, he says. Enjoy the show. P.S. Also enjoyed Ray's bulge.
Well,
nice.
Thank you.
Show your bulge, okay?
Oh, he's not feeling too bulgy tonight.
Wait, is it the crotch bulge or the belly
bulge?
Bulge?
Which bulge are you talking about?
Yeah. Well, you see more in the pictures, I guess. If you follow us on Facebook.
There you go. Yeah, you'll so there's the big gulp bulge right there.
That's the bulge, okay. Okay, and one more. Who else do we have, Ray?
We got those bitches, Devin and Jay, who went from Chicago, who went to San Francisco this week to a wedding of their friend for family of theirs. But did they come to Houston and visit us? No. They got to go fly to San Francisco. And then, of course, I posted that on Facebook today. And they said, well, maybe there'll be a wedding in Texas this year we can come to. Yeah, right.
You're right. We can stage one. You can't marry one, right? Because you were, I know you married us, me and Mike, before.
That's right. Y'all married. The only people I know that could get that wanted to get married are married. So.
Also, Bill and Young.
And we won't be able to. Oh, and we won't be able to do anything until the Supreme Court makes its decision in March, anyhow. So, or June.
On June.
Whenever it comes out. So, I think they make the decision in March, and they'll release it in June. Okay. Just in time for Pride to say, "Oh, you bitches can get married."
Okay.
I hope.
So yeah, shout out to Bill and Young from San Francisco, who Devin and Jay visited. So.
Oh, okay.
I met Bill and Young in. TBRU last year, 2011, yeah.
Oh, okay. Are they coming to TBRU this year?
I'm not sure. Maybe. I'm not sure. I have to find out. I'm going to find out, yeah. Okay, so actually...
Because we'll be there. Right?
TBRU, yeah. We'll be at TBRU. Did you guys sign up? Let us know, okay?
If you're going to be there, come see us. Hang out. We need to figure out when we're going to do the show early enough and post it so people can come join us.
Yeah, we can do that.
Maybe we
need a space. We might, because they used to do it in the Warwick room. It's so easy to do it there.
Yeah, but then there's no space.
But then they don't have any space. Maybe you should ask Wayne.
Ask Wayne.
Oh, wait, sorry, Wayne Davis. Wayne.
Oh, that's right. Wayne
yeah, he's Davis. The president right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can ask him.
So if we can get a space to record just in a quiet room. Or maybe we can just somebody can use our room. We just have like a little orgy going on up in there in the background.
We can podcast at the back room.
That's right.
We can podcast while they're doing
at the relaxation room.
Yeah, the
relaxation room.
Yeah, we can do a blow-by-blow report.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, we're looking forward to that. Okay, so Ray, what's the plan this week? We're going to watch The Hobbit.
Oh, I realized that they're making three movies out of that.
I thought it was two.
I thought it was two too, but they pulled it up today and showed where they're making three movies out
of
it. Because the first movie gets them from wherever they're going from to the mountain, and you see them, and, they, and everybody that's watched the movie said, you see the mountain in the background, that's the end of it.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
So I actually, right now, I downloaded the audiobook, and I've been listening to The Hobbit, and I'm to the point where Bilbo Baggins already escaped, and stuff like that. So, yeah, not to spoil the movie, guys, if you guys haven't read the book. Or I read the book years ago, but then I couldn't remember it anymore. So I had to download it again. So I'm going to, I've been listening to it the past few days. And what else? Mm-mm-mm. That's pretty much it. Mm-mm-mm-mm. And the Destruction Party, this third Friday. What do we call it? Is it like Doomsday?
You mean the End of the World
Party? End of the World Party?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, give me a song. Okay, I already have one. We should have themes. There should be music, right? So, of course, you'll always have It's the End of the World as We Know It by R.E.M.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so any Doomsday songs you think that we should have? Any kind of...
I don't know that big of a music person, so I can't think of any off the top of my head. Yeah.
If you guys have any suggestions... Is there a Queen song? If you guys have any suggestions of a good Doomsday song, let us know. Right. So we could probably play it there at the...
Last Dance. Party.
Last Dance, the last... You have to gay it up. Oh, my God.
Last dance. Last chance for romance.
Okay, so what else? What else are good Doomsday songs? That'd be good. Yeah, email us. Show at Bear Podcast.
Yeah, you better email us quick, because by the time the show gets out and it all happens, it'll be everywhere. We won't be able to talk about it.
So. Yeah, so email us your Doomsday songs or your suggestions so we could probably play it in the next episode. Okay, so coming up...
If there is a next episode.
Yeah, if there is a next episode. So coming up next is actually probably a pre-recorded show that will come out something next week, and then we'll do a flashback episode. Like you said, Ray, we'll just play another... Buck Ramsey's audio. It's going to be audio, though.
It'll be audio. But we had to take it down for a while because of some issues with Buck Ramsey. But he said...
But that's not an issue anymore.
And we can put it back up. So that'd be a good one to highlight that everybody, that we got a lot of hits on that everybody likes. So.
Mm-hmm. I hope you guys like that one.
Maybe after the first year we can get Buck back on the show.
Yeah, we'll have him. We'll have him back.
Find out what's going on with him.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, well, that's it for our show. Happy holidays, everyone. And don't forget to send your holiday cards. So, okay, so email us, show@bearpodcast.com.
Or you can give us a call at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Leave us a voice message and we'll play it on the show. Call us and tell us what you think is going to happen Friday. And if we're still around next week, we can play it on the show.
That's right.
If not, it would be nice to say.
Well, probably next year now, because we're pre-recording a show for next week.
Oh, we can always add it on there.
We can add it in. Anyway. So what else? Go to the official website at bearpodcast.com and subscribe via iTunes, Vimeo, and YouTube, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Yes. Gosh. The year is almost done.
Almost done. Another year's gone. Older.
And I still have to clean. This place is a mess.
You better call Mary Maids and get them up in here.
Who? A maid?
Mary Maids.
Get a maid. Get a maid.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do that. Maybe I could get a gift of a maid. Or maybe a bear maid. Somebody who can clean the house in the nude. Or probably in a thong, if he's too shy. Maybe.
I don't know. Put it out there.
Put it out there. Okay, thank you everyone for watching and listening. And we'll catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. Many oofs and many hugs.
Happy holidays.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.
Are we going to sing for Christmas, Maynard?
Not today. Probably on Thursday.
Okay.